The dog came with the house. Or maybe the house came with the dog. Either way, no matter how the sentence was constructed, the house and the dog came together. Bridie Benson looked down at the fat wad of fur on the floor in front of her. Its tongue hung out of its mouth, fixed in what seemed to be a permanent pant. Bits of drool dripped from the protruding tongue and pooled onto the hardwood floor between them. Bridie took a step back. "Are you sure it can't go live with a relative or something?" she asked. "I'm not really a dog person." Although she wasn't really certain that what she was looking at was, in fact, a dog.
"There are no relatives,"
Elliot Jones, Bridie's best friend, said. She bent down and gave the drooling mess a pat on the head.
"There is no one to take care of Teddy Roosevelt here."
"His name is Teddy Roosevelt?"
"It is."
Bridie stifled a giggle. Elliot couldn't be serious.
"Are you kidding?"
"I'm not,"
Elliot replied, putting on her best realtor voice.
"Are you interested or not? I mean, it's not that I don't love having you live with me and Leo and Mia, but it's been 6 months."
It was true. She did need a place to live, and although Elliot loved her, she was busy with her husband, Leo, her 4-year-old daughter, Mia, and her ever-expanding belly, a boy due in January. It had been fun at first, reliving their early days back in their hometown of Jonesboro, Arkansas, before Elliot moved down to Memphis to be with Leo, who was a successful personal injury lawyer in Tennessee. But it was October, and Bridie knew she couldn't live in her friend's basement forever. She couldn't keep allowing Elliot to take care of her. It was time she lived on her own again. Bridie said she'd take a place anywhere, as long as she could afford it, and she couldn't afford much. She glanced around the house. It was a beautiful and immaculately kept 2-story brownstone in Memphis's well-to-do Germantown, and she'd been giddy when Elliot told her that she could live there rent-free if only she'd agree to a couple of minor details. The elderly woman, she'd been told, was friends with Elliot's boss at the real estate company where Elliot worked. She hadn't wanted to sell the house when she moved to the home, so Elliot's boss told the woman that she would find a caretaker until it was time to sell.
"What kind of a dog is he?" Bridie asked.
Elliot shrugged.
"I think he's a pug, and an old one, too. He's been boarded since his owner went to live in the nursing home 2 months ago. He seems glad to be home."
"How can you tell?"
Bridie wasn't sure what kind of emotion her friend could see between the bug eyes and the wrinkles.
"I don't think he'll be much trouble,"
Elliot replied, resting her hands on her stomach.
"But if you don't think it's going to work out, I need to know now. I had to beg for this. My boss wanted to let her deadbeat son into the place."
"Okay," Bridie said with a heaving sigh. "I'm in."
Elliot pulled a stack of papers out of a leather briefcase and said,
"Read over the agreement. It's month to month, renewable after Mrs. Newman's approval."
"Who is Mrs. Newman?"
"The owner of the house."
Bridie knitted her eyebrows together.
But I thought the owner of the house was in a nursing home."
"She is," Elliot replied, circling a portion of the contract laid out in front of them. "You'll meet her when you take Teddy Roosevelt to see her in the nursing home every Sunday for a visit."
"Wait," Bridie said. "You mean not only do I have to look after that thing you're calling a dog, but I have to take it to visit an old lady in a nursing home too?"
"You know what they say," Elliot said. "Beggars can't be choosers."
Bridie didn't consider herself a beggar. Not really. Although, at 34, this was certainly not the position in which she'd ever imagined herself. She was in a tight spot, and she knew she ought to be grateful. She was trying to be grateful, but it was difficult to feel that way when everything in her life had gone so far to the other side of awful that she didn't even know where she was anymore. "I'm here," she thought, "in this house, and I'm going to make the best of it." She glanced back down at the dog. It had fallen asleep sitting up,
eyes half closed, tongue still lolling to the right side of its mouth.